The Bank of England will take its turn on Thursday with the central bank set to make its latest policy decision. The bottom line here is that no change is expected to policy. Some of the things we're likely to hear are that the central bank is on track to end bond purchases by the end of this year and is unlikely to adjust the target. We'll also be looking for a unanimous decision from the BOE to hold rates steady at 0.1% and an 8-1 vote with BOE Saunders seen dissenting once again in favor of ending purchases earlier. As far as rising inflation expectations are concerned, as much as this has become something hard to ignore, we don't think the BOE will be responding much differently than the Fed here, still happy to chalk it up to something transitory in nature. Moreover, supply chain issues from COVID and Brexit fallout continue to undermine economic recovery, which should also leave the central bank happy to continue erring on the side of accommodation. Remember, UK GDP growth was also below forecast in July, yet another reason for the central bank to tread more cautiously. As far as cable levels go, there's a lot of support built up towards 136 with some major sell stops below 135.70. Pressure is on the downside at the moment, and we would need to see a daily close back above 137 to take the immediate pressure off the downside. That's all for now.